Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, September 30th, 2018, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, I'm convinced that there's two groups of people who can get to the truth of any matter, who can see right through all of our facades and get down. It's almost like they're staring at our soul, and they know exactly who we are and what we're about, and it can freak us out a little bit. The first group are nuns. Are there any sisters here today? Oh, good. We can talk about them. So I grew up with the Notre Dame nuns, and yesterday we had Sister Joyce Brennan, who claims this parish as her own. Her brother and sister-in-law were longtime members here, and so she celebrated 60 years as a sister of Notre Dame. And as I told her yesterday, I said, Sister Joyce, that makes you old. She is one of the most joy-filled women, though, that you're ever going to meet. 60 years as a sister, and there was about 30 nuns sitting right here, and I felt like they were peering into my soul, you know, and it brought me back to fifth grade when Sister Cirilla seemed to, those nuns had eyes in their veils, I swear, because they could see things that no regular human being could see. She somehow knew that I threw an eraser at Lindsay Soyson outside of the school when she was still inside. I don't know how she did it, but that was the only detention I ever got in my life, because I could talk my way out of the rest. But nonetheless, those sisters knew. They just had a way of kind of getting to the truth of the matter. The other group that gets to the truth of the matter and sees through all of the adult kind of garbage of life and can tell what kind of a person we are kids. Kids. And as I talked about last weekend, kids help us to be humble, and they sense if there's something wrong with an adult, or they sense if something is not quite right. Now, I know that we have some young kids here, so I'm going to kind of skirt this issue a little bit, but this is every year, the preschool teacher over at Cardinal Stritch, she asks me to come in during December and play the part of a man who wears a red suit and a beard. And so she has me come in and do that. And I know that I have to work hard to disguise my voice. I even paint my eyebrows white, okay, so that they don't think it's me. And so I walk in and I do my thing. I got my voice disguised, and never fails. Every single year, at least one of those two smart preschoolers goes, "You're Father Eric." And of course, I respond, "Ho, ho, no, he's in his office." And then I realize I lied to a kid. It's a predicament. We know that kids see through any adult nonsense, bad behavior, lies. They pick up on everything. Maybe you parents have had that situation when you hear your kid say a bad word and you're like, where did he get that from? And then you go, from me, you know, and you're like, oh, honey, we got to stop saying that because they're picking it up. They get it. They see it. I see that with my own high school students. Again, I'll be telling them to do one thing, and then I do the same thing, and then I don't do the same thing, and they are more than willing to call me on it and to help me to realize the error of my ways. But when we look at children in general, we realize how much they pick up on and how much they see and how much they follow us. And so that's why Jesus today says this, and this is pretty major, okay? It's pretty major. He says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. In other words, you're going to sink and you're going to drown with that big millstone there. It's better for that to happen to you than to lead somebody astray, to lead somebody into sin. And that's not just children that he's talking about. It's also people who may be a little weak in their faith, or maybe they're hitting a tough patch in life, and so they could go either direction. And actions, your words can influence, can help, or can hurt. And Jesus reminds us today, if we lead somebody astray, if we lead somebody into sin through our actions and through our words, it's better if we just have a great millstone around our neck and get thrown into the sea so that we can't negatively impact anyone else. Again, these are people here at church that we can influence. These are people back at your home. These are people at your work. These are people at your school. And every single one of us gathered here today has the ability to impact in very profound or not so good ways. We all know that. Hopefully, we can have a huge influence. And I think one of the biggest crises in Christianity these days is this. We have a bunch of people who go to church and say they're Christian, and then they don't act like it when they leave. And that's the very thing. You probably have heard people say this. Well, I'm not going to go to church. Those people are all hypocrites. Our actions impact people's faith. You know, there's nothing worse than somebody who says they're a Christian that acts poorly. There's nothing worse. It leads people astray. It's people like this. It's people who are unkind and unjust in their treatment of others. It's people who reject others because of their weaknesses, their faults, or their sins. It's people who humiliate others by hurting their pride and damaging their self-image. It's people who discourage, ignore, or refuse to accept others. It's following a double standard, you know? Do as I say, but please don't do as I do. That's problematic. It's when we set standards that are so high that even we can't attain those standards, but we expect everybody else to follow those standards, and we're judgmental when they don't. These are the types of actions that lead people astray because they say, that person's not a Christian. That person's not a Catholic. They're not living out the mission of Jesus. To all of these, Jesus says, cut it off. If something is causing you to sin, cut it off. Now, that's problematic because if we all followed that literally, we would be an interesting group of people sitting here with not a lot of limbs, okay? So, he's not talking about self-mutilation. He is, maybe the better phrase would be, cut it out. Cut it out. Stop. Stop those things in your life that are causing others to go astray. Stop those things in our lives that are leading others down the wrong path. Because he reminds us today of three realities, and none of them you're going to like. Not one of them. Not one. But they're reality, and so we got to face them. Nobody likes to talk about these three things. Not one, okay? These three things, they even cause kids to cry. Okay, that's how they're, because they're ready for it, okay? Hell is a reality. Talks about getting thrown into the fiery pit of Gehenna, that's hell. So again, hell is a reality, and we'd like to just kind of think about heaven and ignore hell, but we can't. Sin is still real. That's the second reality. Sin is still real. And sometimes we don't like to face it. And the third reality is that the devil is alive and well and likes both things, hell and sin. And he wants nothing other than for us to go down that path so that others will go down that path. We don't like to talk about the devil. We don't like to think about evil in our world or evil spirits. And yet, when we look around, we know that evil is 100% real and the devil is 100% active and thrives on getting us to go down the wrong path. Thrives on it. And so to that, and these sometimes it feels impossible to cut some of this stuff out of our life, but to that Jesus says, no, it is 100% possible. It's 100% possible to follow me and to cut out the things of life that are not good and lead others astray. And I oftentimes see that in our young people so often. And of course, many adults as well. But I'm always amazed at how young people will choose to follow Christ and cut out things of their life that they know are not helpful. The majority of our RCIA class this year are high school students. The majority are high school students. Isn't that something? That they are willing to give up their time and they're willing to be here at Mass after homecoming in order to go through RCIA to become Catholic. So if we think that hope is lost and if we think that things are impossible to do, that is absolutely not the case. We continue to need good role models who support and guide others in moments of doubt, weakness, suffering, and loss. I'm privileged to see that every day, people who step up to be the face of Christ to those who are suffering. We need people who increase others' self-confidence by accepting them as they are, but then helping them to move closer to Christ. We need people who will help others grow by inspiring them and correcting them. We need people who will forgive others and listen to them with patience. We need people who will make ourselves examples of Christian witnessing rather than Christian judging, which we all tend to like to do way too much. So to that, Jesus says again, cut it out. Cut those things out in our life that are not helpful, that lead others astray. Otherwise, if we're leading others astray, put a millstone around your neck and get into the sea. In order to do this, there's the example of St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, I don't know if you've seen the statue of him, but it's a great, I love St. Michael. It's a statue of him with a huge sword in his hand slaying the dragon, which is the symbol for the devil. And he beats the devil in the book of Revelation. Again, St. Michael is known to ward off evil in our world and in our lives. And so the bishop in particular, Bishop Thomas, has asked all parishes to begin praying the St. Michael the Archangel prayer at the end of each Mass to get rid of evil in our church, but also to get rid of evil in our lives. And again, we know that St. Michael shows up with his huge sword to kill evil and to get rid of that. We know that people watch us. We know that people follow us. And people can use us as an excuse not to follow Christ. May we, through the intercession of St. Michael the Archangel, never allow the evil one to overcome us and never allow ourselves to lead others straight to hell, but to help us lead others straight.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.